Dear Cheap Astronomy, why do some space missions last so long? So, we're all familiar with the stories of the Mars rovers, Spirit and Opportunity, landing with mission lifespans of 90 days, that then went on to rove the surface of Mars for 15 years. And the Voyager probes, launched in 1977, were supposed to have 5-year missions, which are now going on 47 years and counting. So, what's going on? Is NASA just crap at predicting mission lifetimes? Well, in fact, they're quite good at predicting mission lifetimes. The real issue is about success probabilities. About the only way to secure a budget for a really expensive and complex mission is to convince your funders that the mission has at least 95% chance of success, and in terms of a mission lifetime, you can only guarantee that high level of success for a relatively short period. So, NASA may have quite accurately calculated a 95% chance of the rovers successfully completing a 90-day mission, but may have quietly thought that they had a good 80% chance of them completing a 1-year mission, maybe 50% chance of completing a 5-year mission, and so on. Indeed, exceeding an initial planned lifetime is a high likelihood for most missions, assuming they can successfully cross a range of early hurdles. A lot of missions fail at launch or shortly thereafter, where one of the most mechanically stressful periods of any mission is the climb up through Earth's atmosphere. Then the next most risky part of the mission is when the spacecraft detaches from the launch vehicle. But if it does successfully unfold, reconfigure, and then fire its own rockets to enter what's called cruise phase, then most of the mission's risk is behind it. Although for a Mars rover, there's still another big risk ahead involving landing on a different planet, but once that's out of the way, most of its mission risk is behind it. It's also important to appreciate it's not that easy to negotiate a mission extension. Once a planned mission lifetime is exceeded and its initial mission goals have been achieved, the mission team then needs a strong business case to avoid administration pulling the plug, since ongoing staffing and maintenance funding isn't cheap, and there's a lot of competition in NASA's budget for new missions as well as other continuing missions. So if it's a pretty bog-standard Earth or solar orbiting mission, you can probably forget about getting a mission extension. Your mission will be retired as soon as its primary goals are achieved. On the other hand, if several billion dollars have gone into landing something on Mars, and it's still working, what the heck? And if you've got a Voyager going where no one has gone before, then your ongoing budget is pretty safe, even if it starts to narrow over time. Of course, there are extended missions that go on for so long that parts start wearing out and breaking down, which represents another challenge in negotiating any further mission extension. For example, in their last few years of operation, the Spirit and Opportunity rovers were both dragging locked-up wheels. As for the two Voyager spacecraft, well, yes, they are still working a bit, but many of the spacecraft's instruments have been shut down. For example, apart from the transmission and receiving systems, Voyager 1 only has plasma wave, cosmic ray, and low-energy particle detectors, as well as a magnetometer. That's still a lot better than nothing, but it's fair to say each Voyager is a shadow of its former self. The Voyager missions will really be over when the spacecraft either can't transmit anymore or they're no longer collecting anything to transmit. Either way, being dependent on their radioisotope thermoelectric generators, RTGs, continuing to generate enough power. Spirit and Opportunity's missions finished when they got bogged and were unable to keep their solar panels aligned with the sun. The next generation Opportunity and Perseverance rovers both run on RTGs, and their missions will certainly end when the RTG's power output drops too much. Mind you, the older Curiosity rover, which landed in 2012 and has been trundling around on the Martian terrain for 12 years now, is showing signs of wheel damage. That's a shame, but it did result in the Perseverance rover landing in 2021 with redesigned wheels that are better able to withstand the trundling. This is the way.